This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Empty gun for Prescott. Snap back. Well protected. Throws it out. Oh, gosh. Oh, it was intercepted. Warner got it. I thought the other defender had it. It's intercepted by Warner. Ward tipped the ball. That's the guy I thought had it. Ward reached in front of Lamb, who they had double teamed.
Yeah.
Tipped the ball, and Warner picked it out of the air and ran it back.
That really hurts, too, because it wasn't, I thought the Cowboys had it. It was, I thought the other defender had it. So we're asking the question, what was the single biggest play in yesterday's game? Who would like to start?
I will. It was Kellen. It was not Kellen Moore. It was Tony Pollard getting injured.
Okay.
And man, yeah. Dude, if you watch a lot of that game, the Niners are pretty dirty. They like to roll up on people's legs a lot.
Tom Brady dirty.
Not just their defense, but their offensive linemen like to just roll around into dudes' knees and stuff. But that's been the Shanahan Kubiak running scheme for a very long time. But when Tony Pollard got hurt, that changed your game. Brad Sham said it this morning with Sean and RJ, and this is why you got a Tolo, man. He was right. I was thinking it, but when he said it, it really solidified that thought to me, is that was half of your playbook. Was, all right, we're going to go CD, we're going to go Tony Pollard. We're going to go CD, we're going to go Tony Pollard. And then whenever we need short yardage, we have a lot of specialists, right? Hey, this guy's a specialist at this. You don't need that specialist. You need dudes that can do lots of different things. And Tony Pollard could do a lot of different things. He could catch the ball for you. He could run the ball for you. He's a playmaker in your offense. He opens things up. And whenever you took him off the field, like go count them up. Go put them on each hand. You had Kittle, McCaffrey, Debo, Ayuk. Those are four playmakers for San Francisco.
Man.
You had CeeDee Lamb. And that was it for the Cowboys.
And I just want to say something real quick. Like, I know he had a couple of catches, but there were times when you almost forgot that Brandon Ayuk existed. And yeah, he's a damn good player as well.
His downfield blocking has always been one of his keys, too. But, yeah, man, like, you count them. They had more playmakers. I will give a ton of credit to CeeDee Lamb for playing like a wide receiver one. Like, he came up big in that game. He had some really big plays. There was one catch I would have loved to have had, but, oh, well, it didn't happen. But, man, he played really good. But losing Tony Pollard, that was the game changer. That was the biggest play of the game.
Unfortunately, there's a whole bunch to choose
there
from.
Are.
It wasn't, to me, it wasn't just one play. But if I'm going to choose one, I think I'm going to go with the Trayvon Diggs interception that's in his lap. It's tipped. It's going 5 miles an hour. It's for his hands. That's an easy catch. I get if it's, I don't know, if that's Gallimore, I get why he can't catch that ball. But, dude, I mean, Diggs. And in that drive, obviously, he chickened out on touching Kittle while he was juggling the ball for 18 seconds.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that play happens. That stinks. And look, I would play football the same way Trayvon Diggs played football. But I'm not getting paid money to play football. Dude, at some point, you do have to. There are moments where you can save your body, and there are moments where you have to put it on the line. And he seems like every moment is, I'm not putting my body on the line. It doesn't make him a bad player.
A lot of business decisions.
Which we talked about last week.
Very little, but it broke us this week, man.
But that would have saved the touchdown. That was the moment where they kept intercepting Dak. Like, Dak had, the other one was thinking, Dak, we have points on the board, and Dak throws the highlight we just threw where he threw it to two 49ers.
And that's what
Diggs missed, that interception that would have stopped that touchdown.
That came up from the 2-4, the interception right before the half, took points off the board, let San Francisco get points. But, Mike, I agree with you. That was my play as well. And, by the way, there was a multitude of terrible plays in that same mix. is right after that dropped interception, which I do want to focus on, you had back-to-back penalties, one of which could have forced a field goal. So, like, you could have given up 0 points, then you could have given up 3 points at a time when the offense, well, the offense stunk all night, but at a time when the offense was just, it just felt like they were like, please help us. We have nothing. We need something. And then
you're talking about the holding call on Hankins where he was also being held.
Yeah.
At the same
and they
time.
Were like, don't worry about that. That's not a hole. It's the Trayvon Diggs interception, because that is an interception he has made time and time again. And it was at a time when the defense is like, we have carried this entire game. We need
they
something.
They ran out of steam,
yeah,
too.
And you needed a splash play. I thought maybe Micah strip sack or something like that, but you got it. You got it. It was in Trayvon Diggs' hands, and he dropped the ball. I'm not saying that the Cowboys would have immediately gone on, you know, a 93-yard drive or whatever the hell it would have been, but you would have kept San Francisco from scoring right there. The game still would have been tied, and you would have had the ball. Advantage Cowboys, even though the offense hadn't played well. And then that advantage spun away so fast. I'm with you. I think Trayvon Diggs. So when Mickey was talking about Trayvon Diggs was there with the towel over his head and everything.
He knew he played like doo-doo.
Yes. And you can look at that play and be like.
He cost his team.
Yes. And then the other play that y'all brought up is.
I wanted to hit something real quick because it is involved in the Diggs moment. Mike, the moment where he decided to tackle air, and you're like, how did he miss it that bad? You can't miss it that badly.
Yeah.
You can't. The only person I've ever seen miss that badly, another Diggs falls over him and runs for a touchdown that puts them in a big game. That's the Saints game. Other than that, I've never seen anybody miss that bad.
When you close your eyes and duck your head, it's tough to hit your target.
And I don't know how you can stand up after that moment. You're right. Closing your eyes and missing the target. I don't know how you can stand up and look at Neville Gallimore, who was chasing Kittle down the field. Neville Gallimore's in coverage right now, busting his ass down the field, and you whiff on that play? You can't look your teammate in the eye and say you're giving everything. You didn't. And that's exactly what happened, man. I can't believe Neville Gallimore decided, you know what? I went all the way this way on the play. I turn around. I see a wide-open tight end. Somebody's supposed to be covering him. I guess I'll do it. And then he runs and tries to chase him down. When you're getting that much effort out of everybody else, you can't be that guy that's going, man, I'm the star, but I'm not here today.
It probably won't surprise you to know, especially with that level of passion right there, that is number one on the fan text. I don't know if Twitch is any different.
The interception, Mike, or him kill.
The bobble, yeah. The bobble, no hit. Because as soon as that player makes contact with the ball, you can hit them, would have blown that play up.
If he keeps his head up, so chin up, eyes open, he can even slap at the ball or slap at his arms, but he got so scared. I get it. I'm scared of playing football. I don't want my kids to play football. I love watching football. I'm scared of football because of how bad you can get hurt playing that sport. But Diggs shouldn't be that scared. Like, yeah. Diggs is more scared than Deion ever was. Like, I get Deion made a whole bunch of business decisions, too. But I think Deion right there, because watching Deion's career, Deion would have dove. He would have either slapped at the ball or he would have dove at his knees.
Mm-hmm.
And Diggs did neither.
Yeah.
Diggs closed his eyes and hoped he would miss. I don't think he wanted to touch him. He just wanted to look like, hey, look, I made an effort. But we all know that it was a PU, you know where I'm going,
yes,
effort, because that's what he decided to turn into there.
Kevin, is his contract, according to Spotrac, he was making $600,000 this year. Is that right? So in the $600,000 range?
Is that just the base?
No. He's making $1.5 million this year. That is less than Kelvin Joseph this year. And so I see the business decisions happen multiple times in playoff games. Do you get paid extra for playoff games, Mike? Is it just baseball that you don't get paid extra?
No. All these sports, you don't get paid extra.
Okay.
It's all the NFL's making all the money. So you win the Super Bowl, like every player gets about $400,000 bonus. It might be a little bit more than that. If you make the Super Bowl and lose, it's like a $200,000 bonus for playing in the playoffs. Probably each Cowboy, Jesse Hawley or Patrick Creighton, who we know, would probably give us a good number. I'm going to get
maybe Isaiah Stanback.
Yeah, Stanback. Probably.
He'll be on at 1 o'clock.
Like, yeah. Maybe each Cowboy got $80,000 because they made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Maybe he's looking at the, like, Jair Alexander $21 million and going, I'm not making that yet.
I have no doubt about that. And if that's the case, like, I'm not saying this, and I'm not ready to say this, but if everybody in the locker room felt that same way, then it's time to move. Like, I'm not saying you cut him or anything like that, but it's time to find out what you can get him for that. If you're like, yeah, winning would be neat and all of that, but I want to win once I'm getting paid. Like, I don't know that to be the case, but not surprisingly, from the 6'8 to the Kittle's catch, where Diggs once again made a business decision and was scared to tackle. From the 2-1-4, that big play when Diggs dodged Kittle, never seen a DB avoid contact that well. From the 8-1-7, Kittle's bobble catch. From the 2-1-4, Kittle's catch changed the whole flow of the game, and you see it again and again and again. And with most of those texts, it's Kittle's catch / Trayvon Diggs, no contact.
Yeah. Single biggest play in the game. And I think that's where the defining moment is, Kevin, because everybody was hoping that that was going to be the drive that they could get the ball back into the offense's hands and say, okay, can we squeeze this a little bit more and overtake them, take the lead and move on to this thing? But they couldn't even do that.
I'm not gonna blame him for this. I know actually I want to play this cut first. I haven't heard this, but I want to play cut 33 and see the corresponding audio if they call him out for this, because I thought Turpin made some huge plays, but let's play this one right here. This one felt pretty big too.
Gold's kick to Turpin, catches it going to his left at the goal line, out to the 10, 15, 20. Beat a man, got a block. He backed into the kicker.
He did.
At the 43-yard line. What is he doing?
If he cuts right, I mean, I thought I was ready to say it's a touchdown. I mean, before, when he got to the 30, I said, this is a touchdown. He's getting a block on the right side. And he cuts right back up into the kicker.
And he tried
CJ Goodwin's getting him a block over there on the right side.
Really good block from Gifford. Then Goodwin gets the block you're talking about.
I mean, far be it from me. I'm never returned a kick in my life, but wow. I thought, he's going to go right, and he's gone.
I think Sham said it wrong. I think it's Chris Godwin who was making
that
block there.
I know how you feel about that, but no. CJ Goodwin plays for the Bucks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Is that was the same thing. I realize I'm just sitting there watching TV, and you have, like, a different aspect of the whole field, right? Yeah. But my immediate thought was, oh my gosh, why didn't he cut back to the right?
Because he needed Trayvon Diggs in his body. Avoid all contact at all situations.
If that was Diggs, he would have scored. But Kevontae Turpin's like, the hell with it. I'll just go right into enemy fire. And Gould just kind of threw his body out there. I immediately thought, if you cut back to the right, you're faster than all of the people who are trying to chase you. And even if you didn't score, which I think he would have gotten way further down on the field. But like the reason why it's tough for me to say like that was the biggest play, I think that was a huge play at a time when the offense struggled. That's probably in my top three. I just put the Diggs interception above there because I thought it was an easier play. Like Turpin did still have to cut around to the right side, get past two people. I think he would have done that. Yeah. But I think that was a tougher play than Trayvon Diggs. It, like, there's no better way to catch the football.
And still, Corey, a positive play. He did get it to the 43-yard line.
He did.
From 1 yard in the end zone to the 43-yard line is giving your offense a very good opportunity to score.
And then we, like, did with it again.
I know you guys are interested in hearing this, and maybe y'all already knew this information. A Brock Purdy gold mosaic rookie card autographed sold on eBay yesterday for $10,000.
So we still didn't dispel the myth of Purdy? All right.
Cool. No, you didn't. And you better rest assured. I'll tell you this, Reggie. I'm not saying it's fact at all. If he wins two more games, you won't hear an end to the Tom Brady comparisons. I guarantee it. But at the card show, at Dallas Card Show, I talked with some of our good buddies from Texas Roadshow.
Yes.
And they sold some Brock Purdy cards in. I hope they're okay with me saying this. One of them's like, oh, yeah, we're totally fine with riding that wave and getting all the money we can out of it and then getting out of that business. There are people who are 100% convinced that this is the dude. This is the next dude. Forget Trevor Lawrence. Forget whoever your young quarterback of choice is. It's Brock Purdy, and they're putting all their money in it. And plus, Brock Purdy doesn't have as many cards because he was so lowly drafted as like your Lawrences and everything like that. Is people are going all in on it.
For anybody that may have just tuned into the show, we spent the first hour of the show going over the problems that Dak had. So, like, we're not going at Dak in this segment, but we did it for an hour of the show. Even with Mickey, we were discussing how poorly he played. So, don't text in if you just hopped in upset that we're not killing Dak. That the rest of the game, there was other stuff that happened. Dak didn't play great at all.
And
he
even in this
poorly.
Segment, we said the second interception.
Yeah.
So somebody texted in the second interception, and that was a huge play. That,
you know, the Tony Pollard play when he got hurt? You know, what happened right after that? Dak pick.
Yeah.
And that's when, I think that's when it just felt like everything came unraveled. Defense saves you, and then the second half happens, and the defense wasn't there anymore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.